The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with me, he remains with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see, because I live and you live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. I will fervently try not to speak too long, because we have to bless the mothers today and give each one a gift, a remembrance, a symbol of our love. Jesus speaks today about the Holy Spirit. It's difficult enough to grasp the power of the Holy Spirit. We have no incarnation of the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus Christ enfleshed in a Jew in the first third of the first century. We can understand this: God made human. God the Father, the Creator. We have an image and an experience of fathers. Therefore, God being a Father, the provident one, the Creator, the giver of life, we have an incarnation to grasp that. But when we come to the Holy Spirit, we don't have any enfleshed incarnation. We're left with symbols: the spirit of fire, power, courage, and the dove, the spirit of love and peace, spirit of peace. If you go to our bookstore, and you go to any bookstore, religious bookstore, you'll find many, many books on Christology, on Jesus. You'll find many books on God the Creator, the Father, but you'll find books on Mariology, the Blessed Mother. But you will have to search fervently to find any book on what we call pneumatology, which is the theology of the Holy Spirit. It's difficult to find a book on pneumatology. It's distant from us. It requires a great act of faith to invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. And yet, in this gospel reading, Jesus says, "I will send you an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you always. And until the Spirit comes upon you, you will not understand the proclamation of Jesus Christ. You will not understand the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, unless you are enlightened and empowered by the Holy Spirit." So let me pause for a few moments to reflect on the gift of the Spirit and how the Spirit transforms the person We do novenas to change the outcome. But the Spirit doesn't change the outcome. The Spirit changes the person so that we understand life in a different way. We interpret whatever happens to us in a new way beyond any wisdom or power that the world can give us. We begin to see ordinary things in an extraordinary way when we are looking in the power of the Spirit. Things very familiar to us are in fact signs of the Holy Spirit moving in our midst. When the choir sings, it's not a concert. It's a prayer. It's an act of faith. It's a movement of the Holy Spirit speaking to us in this prayer of song. When we gather at the Our Father and we join hands and we sing the prayer that Jesus first spoke to his disciples, we sing the prayer that Jesus taught us, and we are bonded together, hands joined. It's not just a community coming together to sing and join hands. It's a statement of inclusion. It's a statement of forgiveness. It's a statement of belonging. It's a statement of celebration and gratitude when we come together as one people and pray. It's the movement of the Holy Spirit in a people, the great act of faith. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to understand the human experience in a different way. We'll understand power in a different way. And in the past, I've spoken about power and how power appears in the gospel readings. In Greek, there are 8 or 9 words, different words for power, some of them familiar to us as energia or dynamis. But in the Gospels, to understand the power of Jesus Christ and the Spirit in the Gospels, the word is exousia. It's the power of generosity. Look at the power of the world, the power of conquering, the power of violence, the power of domination, the power of judgment, the power of dividing people, the power of prejudice and judgment about people. That's the power of the world. But exousia, the power of the Holy Spirit, is different. The power of the Holy Spirit is the kind word, the encouraging word that lifts up somebody's spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit, the exousia, is the power of welcoming. The power we have here at Holy Family to say, all are welcome. It matters not where you are in your life, your condition, your struggle, your emptiness, your poverty. You belong here. And we tell you you belong when we join hands and pray the Our Father to say, the gift and the prayer of inclusion. The power of exousia, the power of listening, to listen to a person, to dignify a person. It's the power of forgiveness, the movement of the Holy Spirit, to forgive the person who is not deserving. The power of the Holy Spirit to ask for forgiveness. How do we become humble and ask for forgiveness? It's a movement of the Holy Spirit. To understand weakness and failure in life, to weave this into understanding the Spirit moving in our lives. Weakness, failure is a teaching. It's a moment of grace. It's a moment of enlightenment where we become conscious of our limitations We become aware of our need for other people. We don't have to win. We have to belong. We don't have to conquer. We have to serve. It's more dignified. It's more a prayer. It's more the power of the Holy Spirit to bless people, to let the other person win. We're blessing mothers today, the mothers who gifted us with love. My own mother died 45 years ago. Not perfect, just perfectly wonderful. Mothers are not perfect. We anoint mothers today as if they were superhuman. Mothers make mistakes. Mothers struggle. Mothers are fearful, sometimes disappointed. But I loved my mother more in her humanity than in the illusion of perfection. It was when she was human that I saw her beauty, her wonder. When she was human, the Holy Spirit allowed me to see beauty, goodness, humanity. Not only her humanity, it allowed me to see my own humanity. That's where we met. We met in prayer, we met in love, we met in our humanity. So when we bless some others today, we're blessing you for your gift of love. And when my mother was old and she was helpless, I loved her more when she couldn't do anything for me. She was more powerful, a greater teacher, an extraordinary, generous, gifting, enlightening person in my life. Not when she was efficient and powerful and in charge, but when she was not in charge. It was then that I loved her even more. So when we bless the mothers in our community today, we are blessing you in the fullness of your humanity. We embrace you and we love you, not because you're perfect, but because you're perfectly wonderful. Not because you're angelic, but because you're human. And when we meet one another in our humanity, the Spirit enlightens us. Without the Spirit, Jesus says in the Gospel, you will not understand the proclamation or the life of Christ. You won't understand Christ without the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when we pray together as one people, we listen to the movement of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit calls you today to forgive somebody, to accept your weakness, to understand your infirmity, when the Spirit calls you today to celebrate God's presence in your life, even though your life is imperfect, that's the movement of the Holy Spirit in your life. Catch that. Catch this awareness of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is sent upon the apostles to transform them, to make them otherworldly. Not the power of the world now, but the power of the Spirit. Let us carry this thought into our Mother's Day so that we will bond with one another in faith through the power of the Holy Spirit in the fullness of our humanity. Amen.